Bigelow and Annabelle, Volume 1, The Very Messy Inspection. Written by Stephen Axelson and read by Stanley McGay. Piccolo Grand, a boy aged 9, lived alone in a fine old house at the end of a long gravel driveway. He carefully tended the gardens there and his special fish pond. He washed his dishes, brushed and flossed his teeth, and did his homework on time, and sometimes early. In the morning he quietly got himself off to school and came home again in the afternoon. Now, you may be thinking, what a dull, boring and lonely life. But Piccolo, being a thoughtful and well-organized sort of boy, did not mind too much. Although, sometimes he was a little lonely and sad. He became sad when he thought about his dear missing parents. It was now 18 months since they had disappeared. Their yacht, the Leaping Susan, had sailed into a thick, mysterious mist somewhere in the tropics. They had not been heard of again. Most people thought that they had perished. Piccolo did not. Day by day he lived carefully in his fine house and waited for them to come home. He knew they would. He was sure of it, as sure as the sun rose and set again. Often he would sit with his toes in the perch pond, his most special place, staring at the passing clouds. He could see his parents, Peter and Marjorie Grand, living happily enough on a deserted island, but missing their boy terribly. One grey Saturday afternoon, Piccolo was upstairs thoughtfully sorting old postage stamps into tidy piles. He had weeded the long gravel driveway and finished ironing his handkerchiefs in the morning, and this was his time to relax. As he tidied a pile of rare Lithuanian stamps, an unusual sound passed through the curtains. Vroonk! It went. Vroonk! A sort of grunting, flapping sound, which seemed to be getting closer. As Piccolo watched, a round pink object bobbed into view.